We sold that plank fence.
Plank fence?
But I never even had a plank fence.
Okay. You ever heard the term picket fence?
Yeah, picket fence, yeah.
Something like that. And,
But that's just around the yards.
Oh, yeah. Right, just around the house?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, you said you used to have split rail fences.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What kind of wood did you use for your...
Pine.
Did you use any kind of pine, or did you use certain parts of the pine?
Well, no. We use the whole pine tree, cut it down, and take the wedge and axes and split it and make what we call rail, 10-foot rail. And make it so zigzag, you know.
Yeah.
Use that for
holes,
there? Most of it. And cap ends. So hold the cave up, you know, then wouldn't fall so you wouldn't go through the wire and go in there.
Were they good for hogs and cattle?
Oh, yeah, they stuff them. It's just, see, you lay them, we wouldn't have no sticker. We wouldn't have no wire on the three-inch crack.
Wow. Huh. I didn't think they'd be that strong. I didn't know they'd be that strong.
Yeah. Or rail for the head.
Yeah. Were there any other names for rail fence that you might... Did anybody call them anything else?
Yeah,
when you had a split rail fence laid out in a row, like, would any... If you ever heard anybody else call them anything else outside of a rail fence?
No.
You ever heard the term worm fence?
Oh.
Worm?
Well, no, I didn't ever hear that.
Oh, okay.
It could be. It's sort of like a worm.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, some people call them different things in different parts of the country. That's one reason why we're doing this study, is to find out what different people call. Okay, when you go to put a barbed wire fence, every so many feet you have to put in a...
Have to put in a post.
And if you have two or three of those, you got three. How many? And if you got more than one, you say you got three or four. Okay. Have you ever, now I don't know, it's not very rocky around here, but have you ever known anybody, like when they clear a field, they find rocks in a field, they clear it and they just lay the stones in a line? What would you call a fence that was, or a wall that was made from stones?
Well, they call them the old bench tears now. They made them like a tears and right across the field, of course. The water would catch up on that and fall over them rocks, and sometimes them things would be that high on the lower side from the upper side.
About 4 feet up?
And we call them rock bench stairs.
Rock bench stairs, that's interesting. See, there's something we wouldn't have gotten if I hadn't talked to you. How about, now did you have chickens on your farm or here or in the old farm?
Yes,
we had chickens. When you went out to, and you wanted to fool a hen and to lay in some eggs, you might put a false egg underneath it, or, you know, put another. Did you have any, or if you want to make a hen start laying, what did you put under to fool her? Did you ever use anything to fool her to lay eggs?
No, back we did. Used to have what's called a wood egg.
A wood egg?
Mm-hmm.
Was it? Did you ever see any of these things that are made out of things other than wood? Okay. But they used to put those there and fool the chicken and the thing she's sitting, so she'd lay a couple more eggs with
it. Well, you'd have to get up the egg, then you wait that night, something else would get your egg, and you'd put that wooden egg there, it wouldn't do it. We had pole catch.
I've heard some people say, excuse me, what other kind of animals did you have get in there?
Mostly polecats.
What would you call the type of animals that just got into the chicken house?
Well, it's polecat get in there, a possum get in there.
Did you have a name for all?
A minx get in there. And kitty chickens, too.
I get them both?
Yeah.